time to move over a little bit and talk about things that are happening on the ground that can help our veterans and our families and our communities as veterans navigate back into civilian life. We have come a long ways, I think, in understanding that process and that journey. And now there's a lot of, I think, maybe better programs, better assistance, and better awareness out there. Let's chat with Mike McManus. He's Program Coordinator for the Veterans Navigation Network and a Senior Master Sergeant retired from the United States Air Force. Thank you for your service, Mike, and thank you for being here. How you doing?
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on so we can discuss this rather important event coming up for our veterans.
Well, and it's why don't you go with that? It's a couple of days, sure. And mostly it's Zoom. Just kick into it, Mike.
Yeah, really, it is a Zoom type of thing, at least initially. But Tuesday, January 24th through Thursday, January 26th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., you're going to have federal VA, state VA, the Montana Veterans Affairs Division, and then you're going to have Veterans Navigation Network helping veterans with a variety of things. So if they want to file a claim, you know, with the federal VA, maybe check on the status of an appeal, enroll in VA healthcare. If they've got questions on the PACT Act, which is fairly new and impacts a lot of veterans, you know, they could talk with one of those federal VA reps. If they want to file, you know, a claim or some state-level benefits, our Montana VA division does a great job. And then if they've got any questions on community resources, you know, faith-based, nonprofit, maybe some other government agencies that could help them depending upon the situation, that's where they'll talk to either myself or a couple of my colleagues during those 3 days, and we can help them point them in the right direction there too. So really it's covering everything from those federal VA benefits, not only for veterans, but also for, you know, caregivers of veterans, maybe survivors benefits. We certainly want to talk with family members as well.
Here's what's unique about this, I think, Mike. It's one-on-one assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, when they call in and, you know, they definitely should register. Mm-hmm. There's a flyer going around out there, and then there's a website they can go to, which is simple enough. It's just www.va.gov/VEAC. And they can register or basically schedule an appointment, and then they will be called, you know, during that time frame, depending upon what it is they might need. And, of course, during those 3 days, they can certainly call in as well. They're, you know, you don't have to have a scheduled appointment to call in. Once we actually go live, if you will, veterans can certainly call in and, you know, ask their questions. They can do that really. And if they've got any questions now, they can certainly give me a call. 406-435-9308. And I can, you know, give them any additional information they need. I can send them the link to register, whatever it is they need prior to the actual event coming up, the 24th through the 26th of January.
And again, it's va.gov/VEAC, which stands for Veterans Experience Action Center.
Exactly.
Yeah, Mike McManus is with us here. How many veterans do you think are unaware of their full benefits? You know, I'm sure they understand that there's a certain amount of benefits, but mm-hmm. there's health care, there's other benefits, and maybe, like you mentioned, the PACT Act. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of unpack that for us, if you would, Mike, how where they are in terms of knowing about these things.
Sure, absolutely. That's a great question, because that's, I think, always people ask, what's the biggest, you know, want or need for veterans? And I think it's really that connection to these resources and awareness. Mm. We look at something that's called the utilization factor. In other words, how many veterans are in your state or your county, and how many of those are tied into at least one VA benefit. Maybe it's disability compensation. Maybe it's VA healthcare. In Montana, we're looking at about 49%. You know, of the state is connected with some kind of benefit. But when you ask, you know, how do they, you know, are they made aware of all of those benefits? You could be connected with VA healthcare and not really know much of anything about, you know, the disability compensation procedure and that kind of thing. So really it's best, you know, for veterans to speak with someone like myself or Montana VAD or even federal VA during an event like this, where you can really ask the questions and you can get pointed in the direction and connected with all the different aspects of it. Because within the VA. I mean, it's a very large bureaucracy, three big tiers with the National Cemetery, the VA Health Administration, and then you got the Benefits Administration. It can be rather confusing for individuals, and that's why we have events like this, or why Veterans Navigation Network exists, is to help them kind of navigate that bureaucracy. Because, you know, if you're connected with one benefit, there's probably many more you could be connected with once you're made aware of it. And if you've never, you know, thought about the VA, and yet you served, it's, you know, you served, you earned. We would definitely want to talk to you and get you connected initially and kind of explain everything that you've earned through your service.
I'm going to talk more after we come back with a short news break here about community services and crisis resources. And like what Mike McManus had said, the biggest need is connection, and peer-to-peer connection also available at these events. That's ahead.
Discover the difference a family-owned Montana bank can make for you and your business. Stockman Bank is focused only on Montana, no place else. So you come first with us. Enjoy a local banking experience uniquely designed to meet the financial needs of your Montana business. Visit your neighborhood Stockman Bank to say hello and let us earn your trust and your business. Moving Montana forward. Stockman Bank, Montana's brand of banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, again, I want to get this out there. It's January 24th through the 26th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can get one-on-one assistance for veterans through the Veterans Navigation Network. Register, though, va.gov/VEAC, Veteran Experience Action Center. From that action center is Mike McManus. He's the program coordinator with the Veterans Navigation Network and a senior master sergeant with the United States Air Force. Mike, again, thank you for being here and for providing this information for us. So a couple of things there, community services and crisis resources. I look at crisis resources, and, you know, it's something that it makes me uncomfortable to a certain degree, but it's probably very needed, too.
It is, absolutely. And I think, you know, that's part of that whole stigma, and, you know, why we have such an issue, you know, within Montana in general, and certainly within our veterans in particular, is just that, you know, again, maybe unaware, but also that you're not necessarily willing to discuss it. Or maybe you are, but that's when you're already in crisis, and ideally we're, you know, putting some plans in place so that we, you know, can avert that crisis. So, you know, whether it's getting veterans connected, like with the VA Vet Center, you know, which is for our combat vets, or if they served, you know, in a combat area, maybe military sexual trauma survivors, you know, could be seen at the Vet Center. And, of course, the VA itself is Braver Health. But there's, I mean, Riverstone Health provides it. You've got the Mental Health Center. There's a lot of great resources out there that can help with that, and we want to get them connected, you know, to those types of resources, but also some of those programs like a Dog Tag Buddies that can, you know, work with veterans and train up a psych service dog, or maybe Horse of Spirits Healing that has, you know, equine therapy for veterans, and also for family members, because it's not necessarily, you know, the veteran may be going through their things, but certainly the family members is coping with that as well. And some of these programs are for family members of veterans as well. So it's kind of we want to take that holistic approach and look at it and get them connected really before that crisis occurs, because then, you know, we can be limited on, you know, what's available. And, you know, we just want to avoid that crisis whenever we can.
Yeah. And it takes planning. It takes forethought for that. There's also information on memorial affairs as well. And I very much appreciate that, because I think a lot of veterans maybe they don't take advantage of that, or they're not planning that far ahead, or maybe they don't feel entitled to that. But they certainly are. Mike, we don't have a ton more time right now. Hard break at 9:35 to get into much. But I'm just going to thank you again for your service and repeat this. If you're looking for that one-on-one assistance, and like you said, that bureaucracy can be kind of deep sometimes. So just talking to somebody one-on-one, it's va.gov/VEAC. Mike, thank you, and best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the time.